This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Have you given some thought to what you're going to read this summer? On a beach blanket or in a folding chair at the pool? Fiction, nonfiction, something heady or playful, or all of the above? The pages in your hands by way of a device or a bound book are often the result of a classic piece of writing advice. Write what you know. For the next three Fridays, I introduce you to local authors who tell me they have done just that. This morning, we hear from Frank Hober. His book, Against Time, Letters from Nazi Germany, 1938 to 1939, is a story of a couple navigating their marriage at a dangerous time in history. The book pairs Hober's curious nature with an irresistible opportunity.
I discovered a set of letters that my parents had exchanged. And I made that discovery 50 years after they had exchanged these letters. My father left Germany in 1938. My mother was unable to leave Germany for another year. During the year that they were separated, they exchanged nearly 300 pages of letters, running to 150,000 words. All of these were things I knew nothing about and only discovered hidden among a great many other papers that my family had saved. As I got deeper into them, I found this peculiar problem that there were names that I'd never heard of. An Uncle Carl, an Uncle Fritz, an Uncle Paul, none of whom were people I had ever heard my parents talk about. The one that took me the longest time to figure out was Uncle Paul. My mother wrote to my father that Uncle Paul was being particularly disgusting. His behavior was really dreadful, and she couldn't stand what he was doing anymore. And it became clear that what she was talking about, that Uncle Paul was a code word for the Nazi authorities. Every now and then, I would put the whole thing aside for a year. It's very scary to read those things. My mother wrote repeatedly about being unhappy and depressed. I remember one letter particular, for example, where she writes, "Yesterday I fell in a deep hole and I couldn't think how I could ever get out of it. Today I feel a little better." I did a long career as an investigator in government positions. And so you have a certain thought about what is evidence? What do people say and what does it mean? You develop a sense of inquiry. I also am a historian. What was very personal that I brought to this was that I knew my parents. While I knew certain things about them, there were tons of things in the letter I knew nothing about. And so I had that own personal passion to rediscover who my parents were. It was a hard choice to decide to present them to the world as they had never done, but I thought they were such interesting and engaged people that it was okay. This would have been worth it to me if nobody else ever read it.
Frank Hober talking about writing about what you know while describing some things about his book, Against Time, Letters from Nazi Germany, 1938 to 1939. We will hear about another author on writing about what you know next Friday.